وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أخي منصور بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, to organize the pregnancy, it's allowed. It's allowed if it's for a reasonable reason. You understand? But to cut it permanently, it's not allowed unless if you are in darura, in a necessary situation. So now you are talking about organizing your, about organizing the pregnancy of your wife according to your financial situation. I think in something like this, akhi, you should take it easy on yourself in terms of yani delay the pregnancy just because you are scared that you are not gonna find enough food to feed your child. Why is that, ya akhi? Because barakallahu fik, Allah jalla 'inda Quran, he said, ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقكم إياهم. Allah جل وعلا, he talked to the mushrikeen Quraysh and he teach the believers not to be like them in terms of killing their children for sake of they are scared that they are not going to find rizq and food for them. You understand? Then Allah جل وعلا said, we give them the rizq and we're going to give it to them. You understand? Because of this, out of this understanding, my dear brother, I'm telling you, inshallah, don't be scared for the risk of your child. Sometimes the son and the daughter, they are the reason for their parents to get a risk and to get income. When the child born, the income come with him. He is the barakah, subhanAllah. You understand? So I think you should, akhi, take it easy regarding this kind of understanding. And don't connect it, the hardship that you find it in your financial situation because of the children or because of that issue. Don't trust on Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I'm sure Allah Jalla Ala will support you and will help you. At the same time, like I said to my dear brother, to organize the pregnancy of your wife in general, it's allowed for a reasonable reason. Barakallahu feek.